Test 6. Open your question paper and look at Part 1. Test 6, Part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. Situation 1. You will hear someone asking a friend to do them a favour.
Please, Boris, I have no one else to ask. It's only for a week, and you know how much Wendy adores you.
But I'm out all day during the week, Melanie.
The only thing you have to do is feed her when you come home. And here is her food, all ready for you to take home with you. Please, Boris, I have no one else to ask. It's only for a week, and you know how much Wendy adores you.
But I'm out all day during the week, Melanie.
The only thing you have to do is feed her when you come home. And here is her food, all ready for you to take home with you.
Situation 2. You overhear someone talking on the phone. I'm taking chemistry tomorrow and I'm going to fail miserably. I just know it. How I wish I could just go away for a week. Why are you going to the mall? Haven't you got exams too? I'm taking chemistry tomorrow and I'm going to fail miserably. I just know it. How I wish I could just go away for a week. Why are you going to the mall? Haven't you got exams too? Situation 3. You will hear a husband and wife talking about a book the wife has bought for their daughter.
Why don't you like it?
Because in real life, there are no princes and princesses as presented in fairy tales. I don't want our daughter growing up hoping to meet a knight on a white horse because she'll be very disappointed.
Really? I had no idea you felt like that. Why don't you like it?
Because in real life, there are no princes and princesses as presented in fairy tales. I don't want our daughter growing up hoping to meet a knight on a white horse because she'll be very disappointed.
Really? I had no idea you felt like that.
Situation 4. You will hear a man and a woman talking. He's coming at about 6, isn't he?
Oh, yes. Wait, no. He called to say he'll be taking a later train, which means he'll be there 2 hours later.
He's coming at about 6, isn't he?
Oh, yes. Wait, no. He called to say he'll be taking a later train, which means he'll be there 2 hours later.
Situation 5. You will hear someone leaving a voicemail message. Hi, Leonora. It's Giles. I'm calling to say I'd love to join you tomorrow. Is there anything I should bring? Dessert? Wine? Call me and let me know. Hi, Leonora. It's Giles. I'm calling to say I'd love to join you tomorrow. Is there anything I should bring? Dessert? Wine? Call me and let me know.
Situation 6.
you will hear two friends talking about how to spend the afternoon.
I need to buy swimming goggles and a bathrobe. I'm going to the shopping centre straight after this. How would you like to come along?
Very much, if you'll go to the pub with me afterwards.
Are you buying?
Yes.
Sounds good. I need to buy swimming goggles and a bathrobe. I'm going to the shopping centre straight after this. How would you like to come along?
Very much, if you'll go to the pub with me afterwards.
Are you buying?
Yes.
Sounds good.
Situation 7. You will hear a mother talking to someone.
I just wanted to know if you've noticed anything.
I'm the head, not his class teacher, Mrs. Norris.
I know that, but shouldn't you know what's going on in your own school?
I know quite a bit, but I don't know everything.
Well, you obviously don't know enough. I just wanted to know if you've noticed anything.
I'm the head, not his class teacher, Mrs. Norris.
I know that, but shouldn't you know what's going on in your own school?
I know quite a bit, but I don't know everything.
Well, you obviously don't know enough.
Situation 8. You will hear a woman talking about the city they've moved to.
I'm getting on fine with the language, and the people here are very helpful and friendly. We've been invited to all sorts of events and places. Never a dull moment. So much so that I haven't even had the chance to set foot inside a theatre or concert hall. I'm getting on fine with the language, and the people here are very helpful and friendly. We've been invited to all sorts of events and places. Never a dull moment. So much so that I haven't even had the chance to set foot inside a theatre or concert hall.
That is the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.